The Southern African Catholic Bishops Conference issued a statement today saying that the deteriorating situation in Zimbabwe calls for international attention and mediation that is credible. Their call comes as the opposition movement for democratic change says it has formally resolved not to participate in any runoff presidential vote. Zambia called the emergency summit yesterday to discuss the crisis in the country following the delay in releasing results of the March 29th presidential election. Incumbent President Robert Mugabe will attend the meeting, but made clear that he had not called for outside intervention. Dennis Benton of the Zimbabwe Vigil says he doubts any action will result from the summit.
It's very interesting that Zambia has taken the step of calling this summit, but I think one should be very cautious about building up any hopes that anything will emerge from it. There's a number of members of the Southern African Development Community who are firmly in the Mugabe camp, countries like Namibia and Malawi, and it's very unlikely that they would allow any action at all which would cause any inconvenience to Mugabe. The problems that the country now faces are becoming more acute by the day. Starvation is now a very real threat with the further disruption of the farming system. As your listeners will have known if they followed this, the Central Reserve Bank has been looted by the Zimbabwean government to pay bribes for votes in the first round of elections. So there's no money for inputs. What they're doing at the moment is terrorizing people in the Mugabe heartlands. These are the people who finally turned against Mugabe in the election. They're now being taught a lesson. So if there's an election rerun, they will know that if they vote for the opposition, they will be killed, their houses will be burned, and their children will be starved. The world knows what is going on in Zimbabwe. There's a lack of will to deal with it.